Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Let's do two of my favorite things. Farwell, let's do some instantaneous Farwell math. You are on the committee. You better know the answer to this.
Oh,
how
dear.
Many days until Oktoberfest?
Holy Hannah.
That was awesome, Polly.
I should know the number right off the top of my head. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, what it was.
Drum
October,
rolls over.
October 9th is when it starts. So 30, 39, plus the rest of the days in August, which is 24. So 39, 24. I'm going to go 63.
Oh, I don't actually know the answer. I was leaving. I didn't. I don't know.
Okay.
I trust you for that.
That's the best I can do for. There are only 30 days. No, there's 31 in August, isn't there? Shame on me.
The point is that it January won't be February. Long
correct.
Now.
31. At 30 days in September, so April, June, and November.
I'm going to go 64 days then. I'm so sorry. It starts October the 9th. That much I promise
Who
you.
Who are you apologizing to? Uncle Hans?
Yes.
Oh.
And Tante Frieda.
Right. Yeah, don't piss her off. She left.
I know.
Somebody made her angry. She left for like 2 decades and then decided she'd show back up again. You know, a lot of people disappear after Oktoberfest. Like, and they're like, oh, God, I got
to
go home.
I would just like to point out I got the math correct. It's 64 days.
Excellent.
Thank you, Oktoberfest.ca.
Won't be. Do they have a countdown clock?
Yeah, they do.
Awesome.
And so, look, there's Miss O.
Oh, Nick, we love that. I am going to have a hard time letting go of this Miss O.
She's awesome.
She's
Lindsay.
So great.
Yeah, she really
She's
is.
She's wonderful. Okay, so schnitzel, beer, sauerkraut, sausage, the wafting of the smells that make a Kitchener Waterloo happy will be in the air in no time, right?
Yes, in 64 days.
And because we love Oktoberfest and all things October, and part of that is Thanksgiving, we talk about pumpkin flavored things, the pumpkin spice, everything, right?
It
continues, the cheesecake and the coffee and the lattes and the, I mean, I saw licorice online too.
I can't believe you left out one of the things.
What is it?
Beer.
Pumpkin spice
There were
beer.
A lot of pumpkin beers that came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
And
I liked
you know what?
The pumpkin
I tried
beer.
A few of them and they were good.
This is going to upset you, a la how they changed the Oreos into everything. Do you know Peeps, marshmallow Peeps?
Those little cute marshmallowy sugar-covered yellow candies.
Yeah, well, they
yeah.
Sometimes they are pink too.
That's right.
Which is, but yellow is the ridge, right?
Correct.
There's going to be pumpkin spice Peeps.
No, there's not.
What a travesty!
No, there is not
yeah,
going to be
are.
A pumpkin. No, not in my
mm-hmm.
world. No.
That's happening.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
See, this is it's like the Oreo. You have something great.
A Peep.
Exactly. You've got a Peep. How do you improve on the Peep?
Why?
You do not improve on the Peep.
They already have caramel apple and candy corn Peeps. But so what I don't understand about the pumpkin spice Peeps is who wants pumpkin spice at Easter? It's over. Why? You've had your fill of pumpkin spice by Easter time, right?
Yes. Just
Maybe there'll be a little pumpkin.
Sugar has been sugar since the dawn of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all a Peep is. A big ball of sugar.
Yeah. Campbell and Farwell confessional.
Here it comes. He doesn't know what a Peep is.
You don't know what a Peep is?
Prior to about maybe a month ago, I'd never even heard of them.
Of a Peep?
Yeah.
Polly, did you have a childhood or did you just start right here?
Wow. Did you try one?
Did your parents
Oh, yeah, they're
hate
delicious.
You?
I like them, but I had never even heard of them prior to about a month ago.
Do you ever go to a store?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's like towers of them around Easter time because everybody wants Peeps at Easter time. Really? Eh?
You know what I'll do this year with the Peeps? I'll do the show while eating Peeps.
Put all the Peeps in your mouth?
Put a fucking thing from your mouth. But my cheeks will be full.
I can't play that game anymore. People were dying from that game.
What, stuffing too many Peeps in their
mouth? Well, I think they might have drank from a keg first at Laurier and then they died, but we can't encourage that game anymore. Don't just enjoy your pumpkin spice Peep.
I will not. I'm going to eat the
in
originals.
In little bites. You can't shove the whole thing in your mouth.
All right.
Anymore. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for ruining Easter, Peeps.
I just thought about this the other day, too. We got to figure something out for Oktoberfest. We got to do it like our leaders, like they do Munich, which is in September, isn't it?
Yes.
You know why? Because I get overwhelmed because there's Thanksgiving food and turkey and potatoes and leftover, all of those things. But then there's schnitzel and beer and sauerkraut and sausage. We got to spread it out a little bit. Why? You can't have a half a leftover turkey and a schnitzel in your hand because it's too much.
There's no such thing as too much good food. No such thing.
I want to enjoy it and not feel like I have to eat it all within 10 days. I think we should just spread. Can we move Thanksgiving then? We'll keep Oktoberfest the
sure.
way it is.
Yes.
Can we move Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
We'll join the Yankees or something?
We'll get on
know.
The phone with the Pioneers and change it right away.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.